Proclamation number 5903 of 15th of March, 1954. Blessing of spiritual work. The blessing of spiritual work will not fail to materialize, for it not only extends to people on earth but also to the souls in the kingdom of the beyond who are in spiritual hardship and require the strength of my word. What they now receive they likewise distribute as soon as they have once recognized it. And then people on earth will also be blessed again, for there are connections from the kingdom of the beyond to the earthly world everywhere, and as soon as the souls in the beyond have attained a degree of maturity they eagerly endeavor to carry the light everywhere, and now they also mentally influence the people who are close to them on earth. They carry out redemptive work wherever they can, and this by virtue of my word, which brought them salvation in their adversity and which they recognize as exceedingly necessary to spread. Your spiritual striving, your work for me and my kingdom, is eagerly pursued by those souls, and what you do they also want to carry out with your help. They are grateful for every word you convey to them, because they cannot receive it themselves and are dependent on your help, but they also feel the strength which flows forth from this word offered to them through you. It is a gift for them which makes them extremely happy and they don't miss any opportunity to receive my word through you and to work with it in the same way, i.e., to pass it on to those who meet them in utmost spiritual poverty and whom they want to help. For my word kindles love in their hearts, my word is the emanation of my love which does not remain without effect on souls in the beyond which surround you and receiving my word. Countless souls press towards you because they want help and hope for it from you. And they keep quiet for the time being and follow your spiritual work. They feel comfortable in the glow of light which, however, diminishes immediately if the soul is unwilling or opposes you. Then it is dark around it again until it has changed its mind. But the souls which approach you of good will do not go empty-handed. And what they receive they can quickly increase, as soon as they now also work with the spiritual knowledge they receive from you. Therefore no work of yours will remain without blessing, without spiritual success, it will just not always be obvious to you. But precisely for this reason you should not become tired and constantly work. Receiving and distributing and remember the countless souls to whom you thereby bring help. The hardship in the kingdom of the beyond is the same as on earth. Where darkness exists the souls are tormented, and only light can change their state of torment. The hardship can therefore be called even greater in the beyond because the souls themselves can do nothing more to improve their situation than want to be given strength, whereas on earth every person possesses strength to be able to do what he wants. And therefore strength shall be imparted to the souls in the beyond, which constantly happens through your spiritual work, in which every soul can participate if it wants to. Although you yourselves have no proof of the truth of these words other than spiritual help again, for you are protected by those souls against bad influences, you are loved by them and again stimulated into spiritual activity. You are constantly surrounded by them, and thus the sphere you are in is exceedingly favorable for spiritual success, for your thoughts and aspirations will only ever apply to the work of salvation for which you have offered yourselves to me, for which I bless you. Amen.